The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words: we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do.
Well, in a perfect world, and when we were all educated, yes. Yes, we are supposed to. I love that clip, a Ronald Reagan clip from the Wayback Machine. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show on a Monday, here to get your week started. And two guests today, actually. We have Dr. Duke Pesta coming in the next hour. And then in the final hour, a part of that hour will be Colonel Rob Manis. So that'll be interesting, talking about the border, what's going on with that. I welcome you. I welcome Uncle Milty. How was your weekend?
Good.
Really?
Good. I had a terrific weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I was locked in a closet. I couldn't see a thing, hear a thing, read a thing.
The news was removed.
Yeah.
Therefore,
gone.
Therefore, you were golden. Had a great weekend. That's awesome. I love it. I welcome you. I was noticing last night that they had a huge portion of the newscast. I almost couldn't believe it. Was dedicated to a particular story, and that story was LGBT month. And I was a little confused. I was a little confused because I thought, did something happen? Was there some big issue? You know, I mean, a tragic event. And it wasn't. In fact, they spent a huge portion of the show talking about LGBT month, that it went from a day to a week, and now it's a month. And flags flying, just like an American flag on people's driveways and yards, and how people were insistent on Utah showing unity. And I thought about this for a minute because I thought, why do we have to show unity? I'm actually just throwing that out there because I'm so curious as to why the need to show unity. Think about that. Like, step back for a moment. Why do we have to show? Why do we have to show unity? Mm-hmm. And not that I even want to give it even more attention, because I think it's getting so much attention, it's overkill. Who you sleep with in your own bed, in your own home, I'm not quite sure why we need to unify around that.
See this look on my face?
Uh-huh.
That's called baffled.
That's called baffled. Well, I had the same look on my face then last night, because I thought there was a huge article in Deseret News, and it was talking about how we need to unify, and the state isn't quite unified around it. And I kept thinking about that phrase and what the necessity of that was, and that the person that was organizing the flags being looked at just like American flags out on their yards, and in some ways, guys, replacing the American flag. Okay. I looked at that and I thought, well, when I was reading the story, I thought, well, you know, her whole idea was this will create a unification of Utah and tell everybody that you're capable of love. And I thought to myself, my gosh, you know, at my age, I just know that I've loved and I've been capable of loving without flying an LGBT flag out my yard. Like, I'm okay. I actually love people just fine. I didn't need a flag, an LGBTQ RSVUP flag, to tell me that I was capable of love. It was weird.
I'm getting confused.
Uh-huh.
This is Pride Month, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Pride? A whole entire month, yeah.
Right, but mm-hmm. we also have National Coming Out Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have Spirit Day. We have Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's just...
A transgender day of remembrance?
Transgender day of remembrance, yeah.
Who? What are we remembering?
I don't know.
Oh. Are we remembering? I mean, okay. Remembrance? Okay.
Transgender
Remembrance.
Day
like
of
Day?
Remembrance. It's an annual observance that honors the memory of those whose lives were lost in acts of anti-transgender violence.
So a couple of hundred, we're having a huge day nationwide for a very small portion of our population.
I don't even think it could qualify as a small portion.
Yeah.
That's too big.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They couldn't even, actually, when I looked up the stats on that, they couldn't even get a percentage point on. I mean, even a tenth or a hundredth or a thousandth of a percentage point. But yeah. Go ahead.
So there's also International Day Against Homophobia.
Right.
There's World AIDS Day, which that offends me. I'm not homosexual, but I have AIDS.
Yes.
Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Celebrate Bisexuality.
Celebrate Bisexuality Day. Yeah.
I didn't know we were. Are we celebrating it?
That's what the day says.
Do you celebrate that you're attracted to men and women? Okay, I just didn't know. All right,
but yet, no matter how hard I search, I cannot find one celebrate heterosexual day. Wow. Not one.
Okay.
It's crazy.
No, it is nuts. When I saw the flags flying, I actually was really shocked because I thought the flag is the flag and the flag flies for a reason. It's to remind us, I think, of who we were and who we need to get back to as far as the Constitution. To fly a flag like that, this is who you have sex with. I guess I'm a little dumbfounded at creating a unity. I guess we're supposed to create a unity in the state of Utah around it, which I'm quite abhorred by because I think, you know, it's who you have sex with. I'm sorry. I don't think it deserves a month, a year, or a day. I think that it's a private issue held in somebody's bedroom, in somebody's home. I don't want it discussed as far as politically. I think that it's ridiculous. And if you're gay, be gay. But a month and unity and the flags flying and everything else that we're doing is absolutely over the top, jumping the shark, ridiculous. When are we going to? I mean, I can't even believe we're talking about a whole month.
It's all designed to make regular heterosexual Americans feel guilty.
Right.
You need to be guilty that you don't kiss the behind of a homosexual. And that's it.
Yeah.
Accept it. Love them. Worship them. Thank God for them.
Mm-hmm. And
if you can't do all that.
And walk in the pride parade.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
Celebrate bisexuality and transgender remembrance days? Okay. Well, I've heard it all. And again, I'm not even going to patronize the issue with the always regard of hey, I really don't care if you're gay and I'm not a hater. But I'm getting so tired of this. I don't want to walk down a street with rainbow flags flying. I was actually looking online last night, and a certain clothing store that's extremely popular with the youth had Pride section, an entire Pride section, so that you could get your Pride gear on. I don't even know what to say. Okay, well.
No,
all right, I guess we have to have an ode to having sex with the same sex. That's what it's really about. And I just want us to be able to look at this in reason and common sense and see how far we've jumped the shark. I think it's absolutely asinine. I'm really tired of it. And I know I take a chance talking about this because the soundbite then goes around, you know. But you know what, though? I don't care. I can't.
Well, it's not about the people.
No,
it's about the
politicized
attitude.
Attitudes and issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the insinuation that you don't love enough.
Right.
Yeah. You don't love enough because you're not flying a rainbow flag and love something. Actually, my values just actually don't even agree with. So I guess I'm not a lover of something my values don't agree with. So on that note, and not even on that note, on a separate note. I just wanted to mention Eddie Gallagher. We've had his wife on the show, Andrea Gallagher. Trump actually intervened and got him moved to a different kind of facility that wasn't, you know, down in some hole somewhere. He was the one that was accused of killing an ISIS guy that was dying, by the way, because he killed him several times with a knife. Or that's the accusation, and I don't think that actually happened. But anyway, the prosecutors were then brought to court to talk in front of the judge to talk about the fact that they were tracking him email-wise and doing all these unconstitutional things. And so he was freed. He's freed until the trial, and thank goodness. And I know that Andrea was crying, and they had a huge cry session over this because it was finally he's freed to at least work on his case.
Yeah.
And I actually wouldn't be surprised if it ended up being thrown out because of all this. That's exactly what happened in the Bundy case. Mm-hmm. They only shared a portion of what the prosecutors were up to, and so despicable, these federal and state prosecutors and what they're capable of and annihilating rights. They're the most horrid creatures on the face of the earth. And I actually am glad that their abuse is actually seeing the light of day. Hooray. I'm so happy in the Bundy case and the Finicum case. That was actually brought out that that guy did fire his gun, and actually he had denied it. And so, you know what? Some of these bad deeds are coming to light. Thank goodness.
Yeah. The justice system in the last decade mm-hmm. has really taken a turn towards guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
And this case is just another case now showing that that's changing again. It's getting yeah. back to innocent until proven guilty.
Right. And at least
not innuendo.
There have been a lot of reassignments on judges, which I'm happy about under this administration, and I'm happy to see some of these things come to light. And that's not always the reason, but it has added or contributed in some cases to that, not in all. But I do actually, I love that their horrid deeds are coming to light. We have spent a long time looking at cases and wondering why all of this was able. We still have people that were involved in the Bundy thing and then the Oregon thing that are actually still in prison mm-hmm. over nothing, over what they've already said was just deemed absolutely not the truth, but they're still in prison, so we still have a lot of work to do. Schaefer Cox is still behind bars. A lot of people still behind bars that don't deserve to be and need to be out because of prosecutorial damage and the unconstitutionality of which they presented their case. I really do think they are some of the most horrid people on the face of the earth because they'll actually use their power to do this against a U.S. citizen. So I'm glad he got out for the trial, and I do hope it's thrown out.
I know, but, you know, Kate, you can't have true tyranny without political prisoners.
Yeah, well, oh, gosh, these people have paid such a price. And even people, you know, there's smaller cases that don't get the national recognition that paid such a price because of these horrid people. And they call themselves Americans. They're not American. They use their power to usurp somebody else's rights. That's not American. That's not American at all. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Okay, we're going to have to add in studio cameras.
Yeah.
It's going to have to do it because your face is so priceless on some of this that we have to air it on. We'll have to air it on YouTube. We just have to. We are devising how to do that and how to figure that one out on a daily basis because I'm telling you, you're missing so much when you can't see Uncle Milty's face. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Diet. They're so great at just responding to the need for people to get healthy again and to understand that they're in control. You're in control of your body. It's the only one thing you actually really do have control over, and that is your weight. And so there's no reason in the world not to get into Dr. Diet right now. If you were trying to squeeze into those shorts or bathing suit over the weekend, you know how it feels when you've shed the weight and you feel better and you have more energy, your mind's more clear, and you're doing better. And all those things can happen in such a short period of time if you get in over to Dr. Diet. They'll help you take control of it. And because I'm going to guess that maybe you've put it off. And the reason you put it off is because most people do. Most of us do. And it isn't until I got help from Dr. Diet personally that I started shedding the weight. And so make sure that you get over there. They're just fantastic. 628 diet, 628 diet. How would it feel to lose 15 pounds or 20 pounds or 5 pounds in a month? go find out, because they'll help you to identify the right diet for your body type, which is the most amazing part of what they do. Also, they'll help you to understand, they have a class coming up on summer salad dressings, all kinds of things to help you to understand how to maintain that weight once you've lost it and actually eat healthier. So they're just fantastic. That class is June 21st coming up on how to make those summer salad dressings that everyone wants to know. You know, what did you just make when you bring it to a potluck? That's that certain salad. But you can actually do it in a healthy way. Get over to Dr. Diet and join their Facebook page on Dr. Diet Wellness page on Facebook, too, because they have all kinds of specials going on as well. And they're right on the boulevard. Can't miss them. We're just laughing because there was a story that it's so the broken window theory for me. It's that which is not seen. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is actually a person who went through this or if it's satire. Right. But it starts out, there's a picture of a young lady, and it mm-hmm. says, "So I was in the ladies' room at McDonald's today when this male employee just comes in and starts cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I flushed the toilet, and he didn't leave.
Hmm.
It made me super uncomfortable."
Right, as it would.
Am I overreacting?
Uh-huh.
Or is that just messed up?
Right.
"I am a transgender female and use the ladies' room where I feel safer."
Wait a minute. The person that's writing this
is a transgender female.
And complaining about the
complaining
male
complaining that
in
a
cleaning,
male walked into the ladies' room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, the irony.
It totally defeats the purpose of her feeling safer in the ladies' room.
Well, that's... That's
it's
funny.
Priceless.
That is irony.
So there were a lot of comments on this
post.
Well,
I bet there was. I bet there
the
was.
The very first one was said,
irony.
"Well, maybe he could tell you were a dude."
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. That's a good, great
yeah.
way to start off the LGBT plus Q.
Right. I know. See, are we the only ones on the air saying this today in America? I'm going to go with a yes on that one on the air, because people just, they won't say this even though they're thinking it. And that's what this show is for, is I want to make sure people are saying what they're thinking. Let's have an honest conversation about it, because I think a lot of people out there are really bothered by the politicization of it, not that they're here and that they're around. I don't care. But it's this kind of stuff, you know. Just to kind of let you know, there was a guy. He was actually an Episcopal Church bishop, and he actually outed an essay written about how the LGBTQ is so funded and so everything about it. The entire agenda is so well funded. There was a book in 1989 called "After the Ball: How America Will Conquer Its Fear of Hatred and of Gays in the 1990s." And what Milty and I are about is not hatred. What we're about is stop inventing this to the 10th degree. And I think people would actually just say, we're fine with it. Just I don't want it in my face so much.
Exactly. And it's bad. You know, it's bad for our kids to see it pushed out there like this, as if every other person they meet's going to be homosexual or transgender or something.
Right.
Now, being Catholic, I'm in double trouble today, because yesterday Bishop Thomas Tobin reminded Catholics that they should not attend or support LGBTQ Pride Month events.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, that essay that I just talked about, that book, there was an essay, the most influential essay you've never heard of. It says, the first order of business is desensitization of the American public concerning gays and gay rights. To desensitize the public is to help it view homosexuality with indifference instead of keen emotion. Only if you can get them to think that it is just another thing with a shrug of their shoulders, then your battle for legal and social rights is virtually won.
Yep.
And so a large-scale media campaign will be required in order to change the image of gays in America. While public opinion is one primary source of mainstream values, religious authority is the other. When conservative churches condemn gays, there's only two things we can do to confound the homophobia of true believers. First, we can talk to muddy the moral waters. This means publicizing support for gays by more moderate churches, raising theological objections of our own about conservative interpretations of biblical teachings, and are exposing hatred and inconsistency. And second, we can undermine the moral authority of homophobic churches by portraying them as antiquated backwaters, badly out of step with the times. And they say the latest findings of psychology. Notice how the first two steps are both to conquer morality.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And make us see it in a totally different way. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
This is your correspondent, Daniel. And,
hi, Daniel.
I found a way to get a piece of the largesse that you're describing that the LGBTQILSMFT people get.
All right.
And that is, I have come out today as a male lesbian.
Really? A
so
male hetero lesbian?
I want
lesbian.
The world to know I'm
okay,
a male
well,
lesbian. And I have started my own alphabet agency.
Oh, okay.
It's called Change.
Oh.
It's Change.
Okay.
And what that stands for is cisgender, hetero, andro, normal, gyno, earthlings.
I like it.
I do, too. It's
okay.
Stupendous.
So I've had a productive day. I
wow.
can go take
yes,
a nap.
Yes, okay. You have. My gosh. That is truly amazing. Thank you for that. Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
So it's working. The media is getting
is.
People to give.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is. And that's why when we realize how funded this agenda is and how organized, strategic, and powerful it is, and it's working. Our newscast here, even in conservative Utah, spent a huge portion of their newscast last night this issue.
What we shouldn't forget, though, is as adults, you know, mm-hmm. we can kind of look at this and blow it off a little
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, I don't have to participate.
Right.
But what does it do to the minds of our children?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't see it the way adults
see
it.
They're actually really tying into this whole, we need to be unified and we just need to love more. We're not loving enough. I'm loving plenty, but anyway.
Well, they're actually starting to think, well, hey, it might be fun to be a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'll give that a try.
Yeah, that's actually happening more than we realize. I actually am more concerned with the funded, powerful, strategic, organized agenda. And that's what we usually refer to on the show. We're not trying to tear somebody down for choosing what they're choosing in life, because I do believe in free association and I do believe in free choice and free agency from a religious perspective. If you want that kind of free agency, my gosh, nothing is stopping you. There are consequences for all actions, but in that regard, if that's what you want, that's what you want. I'm not going to stand in somebody else's free agency. I'm not going to stand in their way. Free agency always applies to ourselves as long as it doesn't hurt another. And so I think that we are capable of making a decision on our own. The problem is when they have a funded, organized, strategic agenda afoot, we have to call that out on the show. And we'd be dishonest if we weren't, because it bothers me and I'm not going to pretend it doesn't. And it, because I'm so afraid I'm going to hurt feelings, I don't care about your feelings. What I care about is that there is an agenda afoot. And if we don't start recognizing this, do you remember what Obama said? Today is the historic day that you should be finally proud of, and went on and on and on with gay marriage. And I mean, on and on and on. He was so proud of it. And mm-hmm. so I remember going through all those years on talk radio where we just were so horrified that this had become what it had become and just wasn't left in the bedroom. And I for one, when I see LGBT month, I'm horrified, because I'm thinking we have jumped the shark and we're making this so big. I'm actually really glad that this month doesn't fall during school times. At least public schools out of session. Because can you even imagine the halls and the celebration that would be going on?
No.
It's
I think
so
that's
wrong
why they
on
picked
so many
June,
levels.
To tell you the truth.
Well,
I think anyway. Parents would have revolted if this was going on in school every day
just
for
like
a whole month.
We have Earth Month and we have LGBT Month and we have all these months, but not so much on the founding fathers and the gift that they were to us, and not so much on the Constitution or truth in history or truth in American values or American values, even just that. And when I say American values, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that we need to remember that. It just horrifies me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Yeah. You know, I've always wondered if people could see the actual facts that the LGBTQ group as a lifestyle group,
right,
their rates of sexually transmitted diseases, addiction to mind-altering substances, rate of suicide,
right,
all those are higher.
Right. Yeah, they
are. Is that because we as a society persecute them?
No.
Or is it just the nature of the behavior?
It's like promiscuity. It's the nature of the behavior. And
exactly.
That's exactly what it's about. Yeah, so true. Thank you for that. I really appreciate
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So true. Hi, caller. Welcome. Trying to get to calls before we have to hit to a break. You can still call up 888-673-1450. If not, we'll take your call in the next break. But 888-673-1450. I'm telling you, we should be so horrified that there is a funded agenda. And if you are a supporter, let's say you have a gay child, which any of us could be in this position.
Absolutely.
Okay? I would still feel the same way, by the way. And here's the other thing, is that you should be horrified that what that represents is a funded, strategic, organized agenda. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got 15 seconds.
No worries. You said that it's okay to do unless it infringes upon our rights. But what about our rights to not follow someone else's belief in how they are?
Right. And you don't have to. That's what I'm saying. My free agency tells me I don't have to buy into this funded agenda.
Yep.
I don't have to. And I'm not going to. And I don't think any of us should be. And I think we should be calling it out for what it is. Hurt feelings or not.
Yep.
That hurt feelings don't equate in this situation because it is a funded agenda. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and
deceive me, I watched it went out of my mind.
Welcome to the show. I welcome you back. In fact, I had a car breakdown. I brought it over to Wright Auto. Believe me when I tell you that if your car breaks down and you need a mechanic, that is who I would trust. I've been going to them for over 6 years. And let me tell you, there's a reason that I have been going to them for over 6 years. They're fantastic. And it's Wright, starts with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T. Right down from Costco, big yellow sign. Can't miss it. And that's who I go to. And there's a reason. They're family run. When you go in, you'll find some wonderful people that are really interested in just being honest with you, telling you what the real problem is. And that's what I have found, even with my family, actually going there with their cars, too, because I spread the word early on. They have continued to go to Wright Auto to get their cars fixed. And there's a reason for that. So make sure that you get over to Wright Auto. They specialize in alignments. They specialize in just about anything that goes wrong inside your car, as inside your engine or inside your car. And so I'm telling you, these are the guys, and they know what they're doing, and they have built their clientele on trust, which means that they don't advertise. They never have. And they just expanded. What does that tell you? Because a lot of people stay with them because they realize that they're honest and they'll tell you what the real problem is and they'll fix it and get you back in your car. Wright Automotive is fantastic, and I stand by them. I was laughing because we were just let me. Okay, I was watching. I flipped on last night. What's that? America's Got Talent. Right. And they had 7-foot tall transgender with a beard. big redhead, big beard, 7 foot tall. Yeah. And when he was talking, he was very feminine. When he started to sing, he was very masculine. So you could see kind of the, he had a very deep voice, good singer. And he was singing it. And he said, I'm the new guy. It's me. This is kind of us as human mankind moving forward. And everybody was clapping and cheering. And I thought, clapping and cheering. Why? I mean, you can say, well, that's great. But I mean, vigorously clapping and cheering, and as if he had been solely a victim, and as if we, the people, had been very mean or something in the past to kind of identify this as sort of a victim. And so that essay that I told you about from 1987, the essay that came out that basically was building the agenda for the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. This is what it said. And I really want everybody to listen up. This is so important. This is so important and exactly why we're talking about it today. In any campaign to win over the public, because this is them talking about their own agenda, gays must be cast as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined to assume the role of protector. They knew that we would immediately go into protect. That's what we do. And so now they said there are two different messages about the gay victim that are worth communicating. First, the mainstream should be told that gays are victims of fate in the sense that most never had a choice to accept or reject their sexual preference. The second message would portray gays as victims of society. This is why everybody was on their feet and just, I would like to have been clapping so vigorously for the guy on America's Got Talent. I would have liked to have seen that just for the talent. If you want to sing for me and I like your voice and I like what you're singing, great. I will clap loudly. But they were clapping a lot to the political nature of why he was there. And that's what bothered me. It was clapping for the wrong reason, as if he had been a victim and now he was being freed. There's something very different about that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to call out. And if you have somebody that you support that's gay, and let's say this hour makes you very upset, please question yourself on why this hour makes you upset. Because Uncle Milty and I are not saying we hate those that are homosexual or we hate those that are transgender. What we're saying is, how did we get here? To the point that we're rushing in to make sure that we give this agenda all of its foundation and that we're wildly supporting an agenda. This is an agenda that was bought and paid for, structured and organized, funded, and we're clapping loudly for it. We should never be clapping loudly for that.
Yeah, and this is something that's transpired over a long period of time. In 1970, the Kinks did a song called Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that song?
Yes.
1970.
Yes.
She walked up to me and asked me to dance. I asked her name, blah, blah, blah. She walked like a woman but talked like a man.
Yeah, that's right.
The lyrics were really, were very, actually very explicit throughout the song about what transpired between this man and man dressed as a woman.
Yeah. Yep. And so in identifying this and in talking about it, we can then separate the political agenda from the hurt feelings of somebody who made this choice. And if you don't think it's a choice, well, then you have that ideology too. But what I'm saying is to separate it. I don't have any gay children, yet I can understand how a parent would feel. Or that a parent would feel like, they want to make sure and know that their kid is loved, because everyone should be loved. And so I would, if that happened to me, I would just love my child. There's nothing that says I wouldn't. To leap then into an agenda is a completely different thing. And if you are angry, if this has sparked emotion for you this hour, please calm yourself down and then ask yourself why, and ask yourself if you can separate the political agenda from your child. Your child going through something should never be politicized. Why do you want it to be?
Exactly.
Why are you allowing it to be? And why are you clapping wildly for it to be? Protect your kid as far as love them. Make sure they know they're loved. Everybody on earth should know that they're loved by somebody. But apart from that, why are you part of the agenda, and why are you going along with it and supporting it and letting them do that. Because they're doing that to your kid, too. You don't think it'll bite them in the future? You don't think that at some point, too, this will hurt humanity? It will. It will. There's nothing around that you can do around that. And I actually question those that get mad for me stating the truth. Because then I'm thinking, well, man, you're so entrenched in this agenda, you can't even see it. That's really pathetic. That's really sad. Pull your head out. Look at what's going on around mm-hmm. you, and you can still love your kid, but still separate and identify the agenda.
Amen. Well, it's and it applies to other areas too. It's not just the homosexual lifestyle. We do it with lots of things with our children. We condone or we excuse crimes that mm-hmm. they may commit.
Right.
You know, we have to maintain a moral principle of life.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, we're in trouble.
Right.
And this just doesn't fit.
No, and if it was right, if this was okay, why did they need a publicly funded, not publicly, privately funded agenda that was mm-hmm. structured and organized? Why did they have to do that? To deceive. Why? So that's why I want people to look at the politics of it, because the politics is something. The politics is what I saw on KSL last night. The politics is what I'm seeing
right.
when Obama lit the house in rainbow. When I see flags, if you see a gay flag being flown and you see a pride section at a clothing store,
that's political.
It's political. You should be asking yourself why and how they're doing that, and is it necessary? To show your kid that he's loved. If your kid's loved, why do you need all of that? That's what I'm questioning. And I'm trying to have an honest conversation about it instead of a politically correct one, because I don't believe in having the politically correct conversation, because that means I'm supporting this funded agenda.
Right.
And I think that's wrong on every level. So there's that. Anyway, didn't think we were going to go here today. I'll post that quote, by the way, on from the paper you never heard about in 1987, outlining the agenda that mm-hmm. had to take place in order for us to change our minds about this issue and run to the rescue. That's exactly what straight people all across the country are told they have to do, is run to the rescue. There isn't anyone to be rescued in this. I'm so sorry if that hurts your feelings. There isn't anyone to be rescued. There are people making choices. And you can love them despite their choices if you don't agree with them. But nobody needs to be rescued. And that's exactly why they're flying the flag and they have the Unity Month and they have that. All of this is so we can go rescue somebody. It really makes me mad. Another thing I wanted to mention, too, lies in the media. Lies in the media all over the place. Can you bring up the opiate story?
Yeah, you know, KSL did a story last night. And the title of the story was Opioids, Leading Cause of Death of New Utah Moms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a study that was done between 2000 and 2014. Nearly 26% of pregnancy-associated deaths were drug-induced, making opioid abuse the leading cause of death in new moms and pregnant women, according mm-hmm. to the University of Utah Health Study published this
right.
month. But as you read the article, it goes on to say some things that totally invalidate what this study is saying. First of all, half of the women in the study have known drug misusers.
Right.
Half of them.
Yeah.
So
they're using
drugs before they
right.
got pregnant.
Mm.
So it's not just your typical normal Utah mom that's
right,
dying
right.
of opioid
yeah.
abuse.
And,
you know?
And that's what the title. That's
right.
what the title was saying.
Utah moms.
Yeah, that's
well,
not true at all.
You know, the neighborhood drug addict is not your typical Utah mom. And half of these women were already having drug abuse, substance abuse problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so the study is skewed right from the start. And then they further skew it through trying to decide the difference between whether they were accidental or intentional, which is all guesswork.
Right,
I mean,
right.
once somebody's dead of a drug overdose, you're going to have a hard time figuring out if it was mm-hmm. a suicide or if it was accidental.
Right, right.
So it's a ridiculous study to say that the number one leading cause of death of Utah moms is opioid abuse.
Right.
And it's just another part of the agenda now to make us jump on this poor opioid abusers bandwagon, which really doesn't kill that many people each year.
Yeah. Lies in the media. Did you know that it used that same demographic for its study? When you go seeking to find something, what are you going to find? What are you going to find?
You're going to find what you seek.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it makes me angry. It really does. It just, this kind of garbage makes me angry. And I see a lot of it out of KSL, which should be really ashamed of themselves. And CBS here in Utah is one of the worst. ABC as well. Those three, I'm horrified at the stuff they're putting out there.
Well,
as
one
news.
One section of the article says this. This is their causation. It's a perfect storm of issues that can include the struggle of having a newborn, partner relationship strains, postpartum depression, sleep deprivation, loss of insurance. All of these things lead people to abuse opioids?
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't buy any of this.
Yeah. It's a
contrived story.
Yep. I think so, too. And why? I guess the big question is why, right? We have a lot of stories like this with in the drug abuse arena coming out. And there certainly are problems. I will agree. But I also feel like we're entering into a whole new arena of that exact thing, of the agenda afoot. What is the agenda trying to do? And we always, I think, have to separate each issue into its a politicized agenda, because that's what hurts us. They hook us on emotion, and then it turns into this politicized agenda, and then everybody bows to it. I'm not going to bow to that. By the way, the quote that I read about the agenda of the LGBTQ, how the book was called After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 1990s. I'm going to post that clip on The Kate Daly Show so that you can share that, because that clip is very interesting to point out the agenda funded and strategic and organized behind this.
How America Can Conquer Its Fear and hatred.
Did you realize we had fear and hatred?
I had no idea.
Well, they've been telling us that for eons. We have fear and hatred. When a select few in America, I'm sure, had fear and
there
hatred.
There are a few.
But for the majority of Americans, we did not. So they are not an actual victim of something that has been spread throughout America. Kind of like racism hasn't been spread about America. But they're trying to tell you that, of course, it is on some level, and that you have to buy into that. That you have to now go and jump the shark and show your unity and love. Because we have so much fear and hatred. We don't have fear and hatred and racism abound in America. But if you want to believe that, then you can go ahead and support all the agendas that proclaim it to be so, right?
Yep.
Be right back with Dr. Pesta. You know that hour is going to move. and then Colonel Manus, Rob Manus at the bottom of the show. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.